Hello there, my name is Tim, and I am an idiot with a laptop. Here for my second podcast, this is episode number 2. I haven't decided to give any names to this just yet. We'll figure it out later. What's today date? The 31st of May, 2012. And it's hard to believe that it's already the end of May. Seems like just yesterday it was like the beginning of the year, and I was sitting in a hotel room waking up after having celebrated New Year's Eve and watching the fireworks and spending some quality time with the wife. Now we are at the end of May, June 1st tomorrow, and thus pretty much the unofficial start of summer. The music you're hearing today is from the band Rush. The song title is La Villa Strangiato. It's from their Hemispheres album. This is the original version of the song from Hemispheres. However, the version I like the best was off their Exit Stage Left concert album. I listened to that many times long before I had the Hemispheres album, but you know, this is still a good track nonetheless. In fact, in my mind, this is their best instrumental work to date. There is a new album of theirs coming out on June 12th. Clockwork Angels is the title of it. And maybe they'll have an instrumental in there. I know I look forward to seeing them in concert this coming fall. I already have my tickets and my hotel reserved. And good times ahead. Just an update. I know last time I mentioned that I wanted to update some of my equipment. I was hoping to do so over time. Well, I did so. I went to Best Buy and was just browsing around with my son. You know, we were waiting for his motorcycle fix, so we hung out there, and there was this box from a company called Avid, and it was the Avid Vocal Studio. It came with a USB powered microphone, a stand, and some recording software to go along with it. Well, I found out what the price was, then I went home and did some online research, and usually when you go to the store, they'll give you a price, and most of the time, you can go to Amazon or even Walmart.com and you can find the same piece of equipment for a lower price. Well, it turns out that this was only $59 at Best Buy at the time. And when I went to Amazon and I went to Walmart.com, it turns out that Best Buy had the cheaper price. So the next time I was in that part of town, in fact, it was on Memorial Day, we were shopping and I went in there and bought it. And here I am. Have this new piece of equipment, and I'm enjoying it. Now, it does have recording software, but I'm not going to use that for the time being. I'm still going to use GarageBand because I am not bright enough to figure out how that other bit of software works. I'm just going to have to play around and see where it goes. As far as the schedule, let me just point that out. I'm hoping to do that at least once a week. I'm going to try to do it on a Monday or Wednesday because my evenings are free. I know I didn't get to it yesterday, and today I can be in a Thursday because I took time off from work. You know, what the hell? Not much is going on there, so I called the boss, said, hey, put me down for some vacation, and I took the day off. And now, just the format, I like to cover like 3 topics for the day. And the first topic is one that I struggle with. How many times you've been out there and you just thought of something new, and you thought, hey, this is a great idea. And you come to find out later, you can't remember what it is you thought about. Well, I've tried to become better at picking up something and recording my idea, writing down my idea, whether it be a pen or a paper. For those of you who have an iPhone or an iPad, there's the Notes feature, an excellent way to record any ideas, thoughts, or anything you like to write down in general. If you're into more of the journal type, or if you even like to write blogs and post them, there's software from Mariner Software called Mac Journal. I use that all the time, and it is wonderful. I have it installed on my laptop, my iPad, and my iPhone. Now, I keep a journal of, you know, of events happening in my life. And so with the iPhone, with its portability, if I come up with an idea, I go to my ideas folder within that app, and I can just jot down whatever ideas I have. And even the and you don't have to write it down. Hell, the iPhone and iPad each have voice recording capabilities. So you don't need to go out and buy a, you know, an extra voice recorder. I mean, do you remember back in the, you know, going to doctor's offices in the day, and they'd have a voice recorder and they'd say, okay, patient has this condition, I prescribe this, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? You have that same piece of equipment on your iPhone or iPad or any other smartphone for that matter. I'm sure every phone has that now. And basically, learn to write your ideas down. Because if you're like me, you're going to forget and you're going to think, I just thought of that and I wish I had recorded it or written it down. Well, a little bit about what I'm doing in my life. As y'all know, I have an iPad, and what is the one favorite things I love to do with that? I love to read books. I read all sorts of books, mostly nonfiction and self-help. I don't think there's, you know, who doesn't read self-help books? I'm sure a lot of people don't, but I do. However, I bought one recently that I'm in the middle of right now. It's a book about General Patton. And I'll come up with a title here in a second as I go to my iBooks app. It is Patton, Ordeal, and Triumph. It is by... I'm going to mess this up. I know it. Ladislas Farrago? Okay. And it's basically... is a complete biography of his life. Right now, I'm in the portion of the book which is between World War I and World War II. And when reading about, you know, what he went through, you learn a little bit about what this country was like in general between the First and Second World War. You know, we sent over 1 million troops over to Europe in World War I and fought gallantly, and we won the war. And then in between, there was a movement almost to, like, draw down the size of the army, the military, the navy. And he fell victim to that. He started the tank corps in World War I, and they kind of wanted to do away with that, or at least limit it very much in between the wars. He even was reduced in rank in World War I. He was the colonel, came back to the States, and became a captain. But that's where I'm at right now. Going back, you know, and I have plenty of other books. I'm reading too. I don't like to read one at a time. I'll read several. I'll give you some of the titles I'm reading right now. One's The China Study that deals with diet and cancer-related illnesses. The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand, which goes to the music that I'm playing today. Rush, the lyricist Neil Peart, was very much influenced by Rand's writings. And so I said to myself, one day I'm going to read that book, The Fountainhead, which all mega Rush fans talk about, and I just started it. And enough about that. Let's go on to the next topic. Next topic for today is a topic from Wikipedia. If you ever go to wikipedia.org, there's a feature in there that tells you a list of some of the news items for the day, and then down below there's... on this date in history, back when. Well, I looked through there, and there's a little interesting piece of history from World War II coming out of Australia. As some of you may know, the Japanese had used many submarines in their attack on Pearl Harbor. Well, on this day, back in 1942, the Japanese began a series of attacks in Sydney Harbor, using many submarines. We don't hear much about it because they tried to, you know, sink or, you know, try to stall the Allied war effort and were essentially unsuccessful at best. It's, you know, the crews, I don't even think they, I think maybe they sank one ship, you know, the three that were sent out. They sank one ship, killed 21 sailors. They tried, you know, when they were unsuccessful, they scuttled their boats and pretty much committed suicide. The two in Sydney Harbor were found, you know, during the war, and then there was a third one that was found in 2006. And I did see pictures of them in a Sydney museum. But again, on this date in history, May 31st, 1942, the harbor in Sydney, Australia came under attack from the forces from the Empire of Japan. Well, that is about it for today. I didn't think I would go this long. I tried to tell myself I'd only go for about 5 minutes. I picked Lavela Strangiato's song you were just hearing because it is over nine minutes in length. Well, now I'm at the 11-minute mark, and I will just do some wrap-up here. Let me give you out my email. My email is idiotwithalaptop@me.com. Idiot with a laptop is all one word. And this will be located on iTunes. I'm hoping this one's uploads successfully. And I also have a website. I don't have the address in front of me. It's basically a simple website that I created using my Apple laptop. And for now, this is Tim, and I'm an idiot with a laptop, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Goodbye.